Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Aquadocs, the podcast that keeps you up to date on all things aquatic medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Michelle Greenfield Feig. This week, I have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. Kei Hayashi, professor of surgery at the Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine. This episode highlights the collaborative effort that often occurs throughout the veterinary profession. Dr. Hayashi, then surgeon at the University of California, Davis, was asked to consult on a case of osteomyelitis, infection of the bone, in a sea lion pup at the Marine Mammal Center. It's a great story about collaboration, so let's get started. Hi, Dr. Hayashi. Welcome to Aquadocs.
Thanks for having me.
It's interesting because typically I have on people who identify strictly as aquatic animal health professionals on this podcast, but I'm bringing you in because you're more of an expert in another area of veterinary medicine, and now we're going to talk about a case that you worked on.
Okay.
So can you orient our listeners a little bit to what your role is as a veterinary surgeon at Cornell?
Yes. So my name is Kei Hayashi. I'm originally from Japan. I got trained at the vet school in Tokyo. So I'm a canine and feline orthopedic surgeon at Cornell University. And I do all three areas, which is teaching, clinical service, and research activities. That's what I do at Cornell.
So what are some of the most common things you see and treat?
Yes, I'm in charge of canine and feline orthopedics, including fractures, luxation, then trauma cases, and elective orthopedic surgeries, including like a stifle, a hip, and an elbow surgeries. And I train students and residents, so I often serve as a surgical assistant to residents. I am very passionate about teaching students principles of canine and feline orthopedics. We see so many dogs with stifle problem, knee problems. So we do surgery called TPLOs a lot. My favorite surgery would be trauma, fracture repair, arthroscopies, and total joint replacement surgeries.
And I think a lot of people within the veterinary field know that we're doing these high caliber surgeries all the time. But for our listeners who are college students or might not be within the veterinary profession, these surgeries are surgeries that humans are doing in the human OR, and you're able to do such incredible work with these animals.
Yeah, but we do many elective surgeries, which is very common procedures. And it's not only for specialists. So any veterinarians should be doing simple orthopedic procedures. And also we focus on teaching, so we don't just rare or very advanced surgeries. So we do routine procedures as well.
And so when I was rotating through the orthopedic service earlier in my clinical year, we are chatting and everyone knows me as the aquatics person. You mentioned you were very excited because you had previously worked on a case that involved an aquatic animal. And we started talking and I said, oh my goodness, you have to share this with our listeners. And so I'm hoping that we can kind of talk through that story today of how you were brought in as a small animal specialist to help on a case involving a sea lion.
Okay, well, to a full disclosure, I only have one experience in treating marine mammals. So I used to work at the University of California 10 years ago. I was teaching there for about 7 years. Yeah, but as you probably know, as many of you might know, in Northern California, there's a marine mammal center. So yeah, they reached out to UC Davis to see if there's anybody, any surgeons might be interested in helping their rescued baby seal with some flip problem. So it was just a trauma causing the infection, deep bone infection. So it's called osteomyelitis, right? And this pup was in pain and couldn't function well. So veterinarians or specialists over there wanted us to, us meaning a small animal orthopedic surgeon, to read x-rays, radiographs. And we confirmed that one of the bone, I don't remember which bone, but the one of the digit or flip, looked infected. And the best treatment for this particular case was to remove the infected bone. So we went to this marine mammal center and we anesthetized with general anesthesia and just removed this infected bone. That's all we did. And I heard that the rehabilitation after surgery went very well. And this rescued pup was released after a certain time of healing. So that was my only involvement, but I was very, very excited to do it. And we could apply same principles to baby seal that we use for dogs and cats. So that was my only true experience. That was an exciting one. I've been very, very interested in marine mammals since. So that's why I talked to you about this experience.
Yeah, no, it sounds like an amazing experience. And, you know, the basics of removing a bone, I'm sure, are pretty similar across species. Is there anything that you have to keep in mind when you're preparing for surgery on a species that you haven't worked with before?
Honestly, no. We did it. And then my understanding is the seals are very similar to dogs in terms of like a genetic background, right? So you approach like doing canine surgery. So aseptic technique, gentle tissue dissection, you know, we follow the surgical principles, just like we do in dogs. So we didn't know any specific about this particular patient. So we just went and did it. We did it just like operating a dog.
And so if you were working on a dog in this case, what's typically the recovery time for something like that?
Oh, like a toe amputation, kind of similar to toe amputation for infection.
Yeah, sure.
Or toe amputation for some neoplasia, like a squamous cell carcinoma. So they have been in pain from infection for quite a long time, usually. So once we remove the painful portion, recovery is really quick. So they may walk next day. They're like, oh, thank you. We don't have any painful toes anymore. So it's a routine recovery.
And dogs are walking on a ground and they're not dealing with water. So when you're dealing with a baby seal that is potentially in a water environment, are there any recommendations about how best to protect?
That's a great question. I honestly don't remember. Can they just live without going into water or do they need to?
It can definitely live for bits without water, for sure.
Like a 2 weeks?
Would your recommendation be about 2 weeks?
For dogs, yes. So we can start the physical therapy, underwater therapy, quite early, like 2 weeks after any surgical procedures. For this baby seal case, we didn't do any post-op management. So honestly, I don't know. How do you do it? I want to ask you. Just like a skin sutures or a subcutaneous sutures, and I'm sure we place skin sutures or, I don't know, do you use skin glue?
You can use skin glue, and they're pretty resilient when it comes to healing as well. Obviously, you want to protect the site, but I was recently dealing with a sea lion that had just an open wound, and we just let it heal open, packed some triple antibiotic in it, and it seemed to be doing okay. Now, with a surgical site, I think you want to be a little bit more cautious.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. So please teach me.
Well, and I think that the important part of the story is that you're brought in as an expert surgeon to help on a case. And I think that's where we're really at within the aquatics field is so many people are so skilled at different aspects, but yet we're collaborating with all of these small animal specialists as well, which is really cool. And it's really great to see all of these great collaborations.
Yeah, so I was very interested in this type of, you know, collaboration. We're doing only dogs and cats at my current job, but I always wanted to become a zoo vet. As a kid, I volunteered at the city zoo by my hometown. So I was excited and I'm still, and I'll be very, very happy to collaborate on any musculoskeletal or orthopedic surgical cases.
Well, if there's anyone that's listening that needs some help, Dr. Hayashi is available. I'm curious, have you been able to work on any other terrestrial animals other than just the domesticated dogs and cats?
As you know, at Cornell, we have some wild animals rescue centers. So we have fixed fractures in baby bears. I did the arthroscopy in zoo, two tigers, but not much.
Amazing. Is there anything else you'd want to add or say or anything?
Yeah, so again, as I mentioned, I want to help more rescue program or shelter fracture programs. Each surgery costs like $6,000, right? So I want to the rest of my life, I want to focus more on helping shelter or rescue animals. I hope I get to work with more marine mammal doctors, because marine mammals are particularly, you know, seals, walrus, sea lions, they are pretty similar to dogs and cats.
Well, I'm sure folks would love to keep that in mind. So I'll definitely include your email in the episode notes. So as cases pop up, if you're looking for some consultation or anything, Dr. Hayashi is here and ready to help. Well, this was wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today on Aquadocs.
Oh, my pleasure. I want to learn more. So please educate me more.
And that's going to do it for this week's episode of Aquadocs. I'd like to thank Dr. Kei Hayashi for being on the show this week, as well as all of you, our wonderful listeners, for tuning in. Thank you to our sponsors, AAFE, the American Association of Fish Veterinarians, WAVMA, the World Aquatic Veterinary Medical Association, and the Cornell Wildlife Health Center for their continued support of Aquadocs. As always, check out our Facebook and Instagram to stay up to date on the latest Aquadocs news. And if you've got an extra moment, please like and follow us on Apple and Spotify and leave a review. I'm Michelle Greenfield-Feig. Keep on learning, and we'll see you next time here on Aquadocs.